Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
CJ Stroud on Stephon Diggs. First words that we've heard from a Texans player about Diggs. Here was CJ Stroud talking about what it's like. Or what it's going to be like, what he anticipates it being like when he gets to throw to number one.
I was very excited. I met him at the Pro Bowl, you know, just got to meet each other, got to meet his kids and, you know, to see what type of person he was and, you know, just been able to grow our relationship from there. You know, it's really cool just to be able to not only go from that scene to now him being a teammate of mine and just really excited to get to work with him. He has a ton of value, you know, to that room, a wisdom that he carries that I think he'll spread to the other guys. And, you know, he's been really reaching out to really everybody, you know, and I think that whole room in general is going to be great. I think we're all going to eat off each other. You know, it's going to be very fun and very exciting, you know, just to work with everybody in that room. And I'm very excited for it.
I'm excited to see how the Texans handle drama. And I'm not even saying that the drama is necessarily going to be overly combative, and I don't even think that it's going to come from Stephon Diggs, but the more success you have, the more drama you have to deal with, whether it's having to decide to franchise tag a player, whether it's being more willing to bring in drama. With success comes drama. Right now, we're still in the early phases, but eventually they are going to have to deal with drama, and I'm not dying for it, but it's inevitable. And I am intrigued to see how D'Amico Ryans handles it.
Yeah, I feel like they got the right leadership in place, not to give you a cliche, but I think they legit have the right leadership in place to deal with drama. But I got an instigating question that I'm definitely not going to ask Stephon Diggs, but I would like to ask
him. Oh, why?
I got an instigating question. Okay. After hearing CJ, I just thought of it. I feel like it needs to be asked and or answered.
All right, what is it?
Hey, Stephon, how do you anticipate it'll feel not having to carry a quarterback for the first time in your career?
Come on. You think he thinks he carried Josh Allen? He did kind of hit it on Twitter.
I was going to say, I don't think that, but I 100% think that Stephon Diggs thinks that.
Why don't you just ask him, what do you notice the difference is between CJ Stroud and Josh Allen? Yeah. That's on a T right there.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of them's got a little more charisma. You know, kind of seems like he's actually, I don't know.
CJ is a leader.
Yeah.
All it takes. CJ is a leader.
Hey, what's the difference between
CJ and – or what do you notice the difference between CJ and Josh Allen? Well, one of them, you know, sticks with the plays, you know, actually throws me the ball, knows what he's doing with the ball. Knows what he's doing with the ball pre-snap and post-snap. I can see that.
Do you leave your phone on when you go to bed? Or do you put it on D&D?
Yeah, I don't get as many phone calls as CJ Stroud does. Yeah.
Do you leave your phone on?
I leave it on silent. It's always on silent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't need to put it on Do Not Disturb because I don't have a problem with just not answering.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'll see it and just be like, nah, I'm good.
CJ apparently has his on Do Not Disturb, and that was the case when the Texans acquired previously mentioned Stephon Diggs.
Found out I was actually asleep I was asleep. I've been in the West Coast. I've been back home in L.A., so I was knocked out. And I keep my phone on do not disturb. I get a lot of phone calls. and so I didn't really know. And I woke up, and my boy Chase B texted me. And he's like, "How you feeling, bro?" And I'm good, fam. How are you? And so, like, and then I had sent, like, 5 texts like that. And then I woke up. For real, this house kind of like halfway texting in the bed. Woke up, brushed my teeth, washed my face, you know. And then I seen the news, and I seen it on like Instagram. I'm like, oh, shoot, that's what they talking about. So I didn't even tell Chase B or anybody like that. That was what I was implying, which is really just checking. I thought he was checking up on me. But, no, it was cool, you know. It was really fun to see that. And
you think he had an idea they were going to do it, though?
I mean,
how does this – did they just acquire Stephon Diggs and then he finds out on Instagram? Or do you think – I mean, throughout the process, and it does – there's clues that lead you to believe.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I think
heading
it's
in that direction, you think he had an idea?
Yeah,
that,
I think
– it was going to happen?
I think between the context clues and the fact that he's got a line on the people in charge, like if he wants to just call up Nick or just call up D'Amico and be like, hey, what y'all thinking? What y'all got cooking up? I feel like he can do that. If he was interested, then I'm sure he had the information. But, you know, the thing that I didn't factor in was how early it was, where he was at, West Coast. Like,
it was 8.
Maybe he had a sense for what was
8
happening.
8 o'clock West Coast now?
Yeah, it was 8 West Coast. Yeah, so remember, it was 10 here. Yeah. We found out the news broke from Shefty at 9:52.
Yeah.
So it was what, 7:52?
Yeah, so that makes sense. So that makes sense for him to be asleep. But did he maybe have a sense for or a feeling that they might be big game hunting, if you will, in the wide receiver market? I feel like he had a good sense for it.
He had to have known.
I mean, if we had a sense for it, we didn't know that the Stephon Diggs thing.
I didn't think that was happening.
But we did have, and I feel like y'all did a great job of this on the show. Like, hey,
what is Casario up to?
What's he up to, man?
Yeah.
They've made all these moves.
Seen the Keenan Allen stuff fall through. So.
And the Armstead, and then the clearing of the space. We did feel like something was up, but I did not. I'll be honest. I did not think Stephon Diggs.
I didn't know he was going to get traded.
I didn't think Buffalo would trade him here.
Yeah, I didn't think so because they got a big cap hit.
Well, we did know that there was drama there last year, and I know every time somebody on our text line or on the YouTube page or anybody suggested Stephon Diggs,
I was dismissive.
We would we were either dismissive or we would recoil. Be like, nah, man, that ain't happening. We don't want that. And then, lo and behold,
it went down.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans, your thoughts on this whole thing going down? You're going to have to coach him. It's your locker room. How do you feel about it, sir?
Yeah, with Diggs, adding him is one of those guys I talked about. He's a great player in this league for a long time, well-respected. He's been a great teammate. He's been a leader, a captain. When you look at him and you watch the tape and you put it on, you know, no one doubts the playmaker that he is, right? He changes games for the teams that he's been a part of, and we're anticipating the same thing for us.
How did the first thought, the discussions, how did that come about? Like, how was the idea to possibly get on Diggs born? How did that come about?
With the discussions of players adding to our team, there are many discussions of many players and many different angles to take. So I won't go into all the details on, you know, all the discussions there.
Last season, he started out really hot, and then down the stretch, he didn't eclipse over 100 yards. What made you guys comfortable that what he started off with in 2023 was more of who he is versus what he kind of put production-wise?
Yeah, again, when we watch the tape on Stephon and the playmaker that he is, right, we always go back to the tape and we look at a player in totality. We don't look at, you know, this amount of weeks or those weeks. We look at the entire season. We look at the guy's entire career and what he's done, how he's been productive. The guy's been an all-pro player. He's been a Pro Bowl player, over 1,000 yards for multiple seasons. So we're excited about adding Diggs to our team.
I mean, the offensive coordinator has been kind of an easy explanation for that. I mean, I don't know if it's 100% the reason, but the change in the offensive coordinator, it's not like some sort of random thing as far as the production. That was DJ Bienname with that question.
And none of the, you know, film watchers, if you listen to them talk about Stephon Diggs, none
real
of them,
ones or fake ones? There's a lot of fake ones.
No, the real ones out there. If you listen to them talk, they'll be like,
watch the YouTube highlights and they watch the tape
or just rewatch the game. Like the TV copy of the way I've been doing the last couple years.
Yeah.
Like not those guys. The people that actually break down the all 22 and all of that, they'll tell you.
Which I ain't one of those.
There is not a clear drop off in physical ability from Stephon Diggs. It just you know, there's a number of reasons you can explain why production dips. It can be the offensive coordinator. It could just be the game plan, how it works out. But to D'Amico's point and his answer, he's like, hey, this guy has an overall body of work, right? He's got earlier in that season. He's been good for, you know, the last six, seven seasons or whatever it's been. Like, we're not going to just put all of our eggs in this last few weeks basket and be like, okay, he's washed now. Like, I feel like the greater body of work of his career is going to tell you more about Stephon Diggs than just how that season ended.
I just can't wait to hear from him, man. I don't like to go back to this too much, but just can't wait to hear from him.
Feels like it's past time.
Oh.
Past time to hear from my man.
Gotta wait to May.
Yeah, well,
sure. J.J. Watt.
Yeah, look forward to it, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, J.J., for providing that. What, and their ninth hype video up yet for the uniforms? Five hype videos in an hour yesterday?
I don't think they did that on purpose, man.
Okay.
I don't think they did
that on purpose. Five in an hour? Really?
Man, we still got till Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, man.
I could just see the admin over there like, damn it, I meant to schedule that for the next day. They went back to that.
They could add Monday through Friday. Like, yeah. They laid it all out there. Five in literally an hour and a half.
Not to be too nerdy about social media strategy, but y'all think about, we all do social media around here. Would it have made sense if you were going to drop that many videos in that short time?
Why do you need another video after a 15-minute?
Well, but if you're going to do it, didn't it make sense to have done that in a thread? It's all about the same topic. It's all done within an hour and a half of each other.
Would make more sense.
They could have just dropped that thing as a thread. The fact that they're all separate videos, and I know this is kind of a little nitty-gritty social media stuff, but the fact that they're all separate posts makes me honestly wonder if they meant to do that.
Felt like T-Mill was tweeting at 2 a.m., man. All those consecutive tweets.
Tweeting you picks.
DoorDash Whataburger.
His bet. Oh, yeah, that one. That's right.
When's the last time you DoorDash fast food?
Best decision ever.
Did you ever DoorDash fast food?
Fast food? No. Once I go, I DoorDash a lot. But since I do, I try to get, like, the closest thing to fast food, I would say, would be like, is like Wingstop is not considered yet. Wingstop, Mambo's. Seafood.
You know what fast means?
I'm just saying.
I mean, it's worth the wait, but, man, you need to call ahead there.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've done fast.
How do you feel about this O-line? This Texans O-line.
Nervous.
CJ says it all starts up front. I don't know how that makes me feel, man.
I mean, I
don't feel awesome about that when I hear him say that.
I don't think he's wrong, in which case it makes me nervous. I don't know how you can feel another way.
They got to figure something out at O-line. They got to figure something out at tight end. They need more. They need a lot more than what they got. So we'll just keep a close eye on that. And maybe they surprise us on draft day. Maybe they address the O-line.
Do you think that if the guard position, here's how I'm looking at it. If they can solve guard, and I'm not going to pretend right now to have the solution at guard right now. I don't have that for you. But if they can solve it, whether it be Kenyon Green, whether it be another dude that's already on the roster, whether it's somebody that they draft within the next few days.
Worried about Kenyon, man.
But if they can solve left guard.
That'd be great.
Do you feel a lot better about the offensive line?
Yes, because then we can put Scruggs at center. We can figure some stuff out.
So I feel like that's what we're really talking about when we talk about the nerves and how we feel about the offensive line.
Because I don't know if Titus is great. I don't feel
Yo, if you tell me that you're not moving Titus this year to no guard positions and he's going to actually play tackle, I'm going to feel way, way, way more comfortable about that.
But I mean, I don't know how good is he?
He ain't got to be great. He's good. He's a solid tackle.
Okay.
We just forgot about it because they had his ass playing guard for so long. Every other year, he plays guard, and it helps you forget that he plays tackle. Think about it. Every other year, my man has played guard. Every other year. Let him play the same position for 2 years in a row. You might feel a little bit differently about my man.
See.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, when you tell me it all starts up front, that doesn't excite me. That's all I'm saying when it comes to the Texans. It just really doesn't excite me.
Makes me nervous.
Sorry.
I agree with a lot of what you said, Brandon. I do. They got to let him play tackle.
Yeah.
And not at the position they signed him for. But I will be damned. He got to be better than just solid.
Yeah, I mean, he's a top five highest paid right tackle in the league.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's a little semantics at this point. If he's a solid right tackle, all right, I'm not so caught up on him. Hey, he's got to be value dollar for what you're paying him. But if he's a solid right tackle for you, then to me, it's worth it. It's worth the investment.
Well, that's weird. That's a weird way to look at things.
I mean, how damn good do he have to be?
I mean,
he should be
better than solid.
But what? Okay, so what do y'all think he has been? Right?
I don't know.
If he is consistent with what he has been, which is solid, then I'm fine with it.
The whole point I'm making, and we'll have plenty of time to evaluate. The whole point I'm making is with what they have invested in the offensive line. When CJ Stroud goes up there and says it all starts out up front, it should make me feel a little better than I do when he says that. That's my point. Clint Sterner, Ron Hughley here. That's all I'm saying is with what they've invested, when he says that, I should be like, all right, well, there we go.
When CJ says it, and then when Bobby says it, and when D'Amico says it, it's like that's going to be that's the number one story of the season, right, is how good is this offensive line. And it's not – we like to make it about the left guard position. And one particular first round guy that seems to be a bust, but in reality, there's a lot more to it than that, right?
But
I mean, do we really know anything about the center position?
Well, that's
to y'all's
an issue.
Point. Do we really know what the hell's going on at right tackle?
But when did we? This is the part that I don't get, and I feel like Landry is kind of the catalyst for this, because my man had to play guard so much, we just forgot what he looked like at tackle. Like, when did we sour?
He was there.
But what I'm saying, when did we sour on Titus Howard as a tackle to where we're like, oh, he better be this or he better be that? He ain't never been bad at tackle to me.
Oh, I agree.
I've not been sour on him. What I'm saying is, when you make the investment that you make in him, and you make him a top five right tackle in the league, I would expect beyond solid.
We might be average. Splitting hairs. I need him to be what he's been at tackle.
If he's as good,
whatever that is,
this has been my thing, solid, and this is whatever. What Lopez has said. If he's as good as they paid him, then he should have never moved to guard in the first place. And I think we can agree on that. Like that's what's confusing
that
to me.
That is real. That should have never happened.
Because if he is what if he is if it made sense for him to switch to guard and play the way he did, then I don't see how you can tell me that he's as good at right tackle as you're paying. That's maybe it's just me being confused.
Yeah, I think that's it. Because that was less about what he looked like at tackle and more about the fact that they didn't have no guards.
No, I mean,
now, they were wrong about him playing guard.
That never made sense. I was going to pay you $18 million for George Fant playing so well, man. We got to hold you here.
Can George Fant play guard?
And despite how bad you are playing right here at this guard thing, and we're seeing, like, I think he'd have still been playing guard if he never got hurt.
If he'd have played better.
But there's
a chance Fant would still be here and he'd be a guard.
But I'm talking about as bad as, but I'm just saying through the season, as bad as he was at guard, I think the only thing that got him out at guard and Juice Scruggs in was his injury. I think they would have kept trying to ride with that.
But to me, that's more of a guard problem.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have no guards.
I think it's with Titus Howard, for me, it's still a potential deal. I hadn't seen enough right tackle to be like that he's – no doubt about it, worth the money they paid him. I mean, that's a top right tackle in this league.
I know
the potential is there. We've seen flashes.
I'm not going to go to bat
right now, and stand on the table. But when they
paid him that, did your expectation change for what his performance?
Well, when they paid him that, our conversation, I'm heavy. Like, I believe a big reason that they paid him that is because he could play guard, or at least at the time they thought he was a better guard than he showed to be.
Well, then that's terrible.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.